You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Helping young people, reducing incarceration, and better health care are issues the NAACP of Syracuse and Onondaga County call game changers for our community. The group has laid out its action agenda for the year, and WAER's Chris Bolt went to the annual report to the community and has more details.
Chief among six game changers highlighted by local NAACP President Linda Brown Robinson is the ability to get and keep a good-paying job. One of the group's key initiatives for 2019 could help diversify local fire and police agencies while also helping achieve economic stability for minority communities.
In order to live that American dream, we have to have access to jobs. In order to provide jobs, we will be working with the Syracuse Police Department, Fire Department, New York State Police. It also will include Camp 415. That's the Central New York Minority Police Focus. That's Firefighters of Color United, to conduct training classes that will assist minorities how to pass civil service exams. That partnership for us is huge. It will not only benefit the police and fire department and the New York State Police, but it will also boost our economy in the city and the county.
The group also recognizes the ongoing problem of transportation as a barrier to that steady paycheck.
If we find a job, we can't get to the job because of cut bus routes. So what happens to that dream? Instead of looking for the bus line and waiting on the bus line, we may end up and stand on the unemployment line.
Robinson explains one idea that might make a direct impact for people who struggle to get to or from a job.
Securing grants so that we can maybe run some vans to some of the outlying companies, because sometimes people get to work, but they can't get home. So you get out there and you go to work, the bus stops at 10 o'clock, I get off at 11.
In addition to financial health, wellness and mental health are also priorities. Robinson says the NAACP will be tackling the task of elevating the importance of one critical issue.
In educating the community on mental health, because that's run rampant in not just this community, but every community across these United States, to diversify the healthcare system. We will also be partnering with the Onondaga County Health Department on Narcan training in the minority community, because we know they do it. But nobody comes into the minority community to do any Narcan training. We're going to partner with the county on that.
The future of youth in the community is of paramount importance. Robinson points out 1 in 10 Syracuse City school kids is considered homeless.
The district had 2,464 homeless students. That's a crying shame. Most of these homeless children are not homeless in the way most of us would imagine. They don't live in shelters or on the streets. They are doubled up in a home. So that means the kids live in a series of cobbled together arrangements, shuffling from one bed, one couch, one floor, and waiting until that welcome runs out. We plan to take definite actions in the 2019-2020 term that will positively affect these issues and continue to partner with our community allies.
NAACP actions in the coming year will also focus on increasing voter participation, reducing incarceration for people of color, and finding ways to remove racially derogatory content from school textbooks and lessons. Robinson closed her annual address by quoting poet Maya Angelou's call for everyone to be involved in the struggle for equality.
Because equal rights, fair play, justice are all like the air. We all have it, or none of us has it, and that is the truth. Thank you. Good night.
The NAACP of Onondaga County celebrates its 40th anniversary later this year with a celebration in May. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Anyone interested in working on any of the issues can contact the group at syracusenaacp.com. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.